Welcome to the Divided Kingdom Evening News Program. It's August 22nd, and as Lou Caverly and I, Elizabeth Cuppet Caverly, have been reporting, there has been an unprecedented attack all spring and summer on the bodies and souls of our precious children in America and worldwide, with the drag queen indoctrination agenda in schools and libraries. Now that the Trump administration has removed Planned Parenthood's power from family planning, parents, too, are rising up to take action. Lou and I have two strong reports on this tonight. A few pastors, too, are weighing in with honorable courage. And again, we want to thank a few of you listeners who just lately have sent us a few donations. We can really use this. We've had a lot of satanic attacks on our car, about $2,000 worth on it, and now broken air conditioning, almost another $1,000 with a service contract. So anyone who wants to help us, you can send a little cash or a money order. Checks have to be made out directly to WWCR. You can write to Lou Caverly, C-A-V as in Victory, E-R-L-Y, P.O. Box 28, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. And again, that's Lou Caverly, P.O. Box 28, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. And we hope that you will be hearing us on WWCR. We are so pleased to be going out on Worldwide Shortwave. We're so pleased to be on LWRN.net and now on KStarTalkRadio.com. You can visit those websites. You can get an app at KStarTalkRadio.com. You can get an app there for your phone. We're so happy to be with Global Star Communications. And so without any more ado, we're getting right into our program. And many of you listeners appreciate that you don't have to endure commercials every 5 to 7 minutes. Jeffrey Epstein is dead. So conveniently, his death has been ruled a suicide. Susan Estrich, the very liberal political commentator whose views we almost always oppose, revealed something very important. Here are excerpts from her August 16th column, Finding the Ultimate Accomplice. He could never have done it alone. I'm not talking about his suicide, that he did himself. I'm talking about his crimes. Imagine if Jeffrey Epstein had had to find his prey himself. Imagine a sleazy middle-aged guy hanging around in front of a high school trying to pick up teenage girls. People would notice. Teachers would see. The police might be called. The man would be told to leave. A beautifully dressed, stylish socialite with a fancy British accent? No one was afraid to talk to her. No teachers asked, what is she doing here? How could the lovely Ms. Ghislaine Maxwell be seen as a threat to anyone? So we understand now that this was apparently what Susan Estrich calls an accomplice. We might call her a procurer. And she says Epstein was a coward beginning to end. He enlisted others to do his dirty work. When it came time to take responsibility, to face the music, to explain, to apologize, to compensate, the coward checked out. And, of course, here at the Divided Kingdom, we think this death is highly suspect. But Susan Estrich says further, Epstein is gone. Maxwell is just missing. She needs to be found and arrested. She is responsible for what was done to those girls. She has no excuses. Pimps often use the women they victimize to recruit other women. But that wasn't Maxwell. She was no helpless runaway, no child herself. Now, this is a very interesting new little piece of information. And from our corner, we would suspect that Ms. Maxwell will never be found, that she has probably gone the way of Seth Rich and farther back in time, Dorothy Kilgallen, and dozens of other JFK assassination witnesses. Here on Earth, fallen mankind can only glimpse the Almighty's justice partially. Our limited human minds certainly can grasp what a summer in Maryland and farther south can feel like, with an air conditioning breakdown and temperatures in the mid to high 90s, I remarked to Lou, wouldn't you think that this is enough of a glimpse of eternal hell that any thinking person would do anything to repent and avoid it? you personally need to consider this. If you haven't repented and turned to Jesus Christ, our Savior, He can forgive any of your sins, and you can be washed as white as snow. And you can know that by grace you are saved and will be with Him at the moment of your death. A listener just this week sent us a quote from John F. Kennedy. 7 days before his assassination, these were the words, more apropos than ever, 56 years later. Quote, there's a plot in this country to enslave every man, woman, and child. Before I leave this high and noble office, I intend to expose the plot. If Epstein was taken out, and if Ghislaine Maxwell died, not of her own accord, no immediate justice of truth will be revealed. Yet in the long history of man, it is evident that God ultimately brings justice, if not always on earth. He holds the keys to heaven and hell. This life is, as Shakespeare said, a vapor, but eternity is spent either in a peaceful heaven or a hell that has unimaginable, unending heat and suffering. It is our job as watchmen to warn you of the dangers of the curling and coiling snake, and to encourage men and women whose hearts are sanctified and guided by Jesus Christ to stand for the truth and oppose the evil of our times. Tonight, we gladly feature the words and actions of such courageous men and women. Lou?
Yes, Elizabeth? Our first major report comes from California. I have to now advise all listeners who have children to have them leave the room because of graphic sexual content. What is ironic, as you will hear later in my report, is that one mother tried to email the school board, and the board rejected her emails because of the sexual words she told were being used with the classroom children. Before I share the main report, first, here's some necessary background to be aware of. An overview of what's happening in America and the world. Excerpts from an article in the Prophetic Observer, July 2019. State-sponsored child abuse coming to a school near you, by Dr. Larry Spagimino. Melissa Barnhart, writing for the Christian Post, relates some disturbing facts about California's new sex ed law. Quote, it's shocking, Rebecca Friedrichs, the founder of Four Kids and Country, said in an interview with the Christian Post when describing the condom relay races 10 and 11-year-old girls have been participating in at school, where, in front of boys, they're taught how to put a condom on a model of an erect male, adult male penis, unquote. Students as young as 11, she warned, quote, are also being taught to engage in risky sexual acts, such as experimenting with oral and anal sex with a quote-unquote partner, unquote. Believe me, I'm not trying to be disgusting, but we live in disgusting times and must not be the proverbial ostrich with his head in the ground. Friedrichs, who has authored Standing Up to Goliath, battling state and national teachers unions for the heart and soul of our kids and country, first learned about the condom relay races being used as part of sex ed and a California school when a concerned mother contacted her about it. Quote, in that case, a school board in Northern California had already allowed the curriculum before it became law. And when this mom found out about it, she started pushing back, unquote. Parents, are you pushing back? If you love your children and children everywhere, you need to push back hard. Friedrich said of the curriculum, quote, no one believes it until they see it. Now that we've been able to help parents to understand what's actually in the curriculums and they're viewing it for themselves, they see the urgent need to rescue the kids. Now there's a groundswell of parents that's growing fast and fighting back, unquote. Sadly, union-funded government bureaucrats have unanimously decreed that the state of California knows better than any parent what is and is not right, appropriate, moral, healthy and effective when it comes to rearing our children and teaching them about life. Early in May of 2018, California's Board of Education voted in favor of radical changes to its sex to its sex ed guidance for kindergarten through grade 12, known as Health Education Framework. It aligns with the California Healthy Youth Act, also known as Assembly Bill 329, the state's comprehensive sex ed law that passed the state assembly in 2015 and became law on January the 1st, 2016. Parents across the state have been organizing protests for months to voice their opposition. The lessons on gender fluidity and what they see is a sexualization of their children without parental consent. California's bullheaded approach to school kids is seen in the fact that parents cannot opt out their kids from the gender identity lessons. The craze to sexualize your kids. Worldwide, there seems to be an insane drive to sexualize little children. For centuries, our parents and their parents did not need instruction from progressives on sexual intimacy, nor did they need the help of a progressive Department of Education on raising kids. Prayerful instruction concerning the birds and the bees went a long way. But now, the sexually elitist government of California, the one that supports the insane idea that illegal immigrants and foreign criminals are welcome to find sanctuary there, believes they are qualified to tell kids what life is all about. If parents don't agree with what is being taught, these elitists make it very plain to parents. Quote, "We don't care what you think. We know what's best for your kids," unquote. The shameful arrogance of these people. California bureaucrats have now approved a radical sex ed curriculum replacing parents' rights with state beliefs. Gay activism drives school curricula beginning with preschool. In different parts of America, like Kansas and Texas, drag queens read to toddlers in public libraries. Parents who bring their kids to such activities think it's cute. It should be obvious they are trying to groom our kids to be happy perverts, and many parents are going along with it.
Yes, Lou, and tonight we're going to feature some of these wonderful parents and movements who are standing in the gap as God commanded us. And if any of you listeners have a pen or a pencil, I really believe you might want to take down this name. This is a website, Mass Resistance. And that is spelled capital M-A-S-S. And the next word is resistance. Mass Resistance. And this website's address, because I would urge you, if you can contribute to anyone, you should contribute a little bit of money to help this movement. Because when you hear what they're doing, you're going to be in agreement with us that this is really doing something, this group of parents. Mass Resistance at P.O. Box 1612. Waltham, Massachusetts, 02454, and I'm going to give that again, and that is Mass Resistance, Post Office Box 1612, Waltham, and that is spelled capital W-A-L-T-H-A-M, Massachusetts, and the zip code is 02454. And this is the headline. Lou was really surprised to see this, and you know, I'm looking at the cover here of a picture at the school board meeting, and there is a great big sign, a big poster out, Planned Parenthood. California Mass Resistance, helping parents stop extremely graphic sex ed program being taught by Planned Parenthood in junior high schools. Up against deceitful school officials who flout the law and push extreme agendas on young students. You see, it's just as Dr. Larry Spargimino said. Parents confronting the school board. And you heard the warning that Lou gave. If you have any younger children, you don't want them to be hearing some of these terms.
California Mass Resistance is helping parents get Planned Parenthood and its very graphic sex ed thrown out of the junior high schools in the Anaheim Union High School District. Despite hostility from politicians and a campaign of deception and misinformation by school administrators. This began with a previous success in that district. As we recently reported, California Mass Resistance put a stop to a planned week-long program of transgender indoctrination in the Anaheim Elementary School District. It's 23 schools with students ages from 4 to 12 are in the Anaheim Union High School District. Since their that report went public, the California Mass Resistance Team has been getting lots of support and inquiries from parents across California about how to stop this agenda in their locals, that is, their children's local schools. Shonda, one of our California Mass Resistance leaders, started receiving calls and texts from several parents with children at a nearby junior high school in that same Anaheim Union High School district. The parents told Shonda that Planned Parenthood representatives were in the school teaching the, quote, comprehensive sex ed, unquote, classes. They said their children were coming home with lurid descriptions of graphic homosexual sex, pro-abortion counseling, and other explicit and distressing, quote, unquote, instructions. The school administration had apparently brought Planned Parenthood into every junior high school in the district. It's easy for the district to use the schools to push these radical agendas on young children. The majority of parents in the school district are immigrants, and most don't speak English as their first language. Many work long hours to make ends meet. The schools were taking advantage of this by pushing the most explicit sexuality programs they could, and making things confusing and difficult for parents. The parents complained to Shonda that, among other things, they were not given proper instructions how to opt out their children if they wished, or descriptions of the sex ed courses that they could understand. When they tried to talk to the school administrators, they were given the runaround. According to Shonda, schools are blatantly not following the California state law, AB 329, passed in 2015, which authorizes school districts to provide comprehensive sex ed in public schools. Administrators have been telling parents that schools are, quote, required, unquote, to include very graphic, explicit, and controversial material. The school districts are making it difficult for them to opt out or view the coursework. Although, and this is in quotes, HIV education is required and the law is unquestionably written as pro-LGBT and anti-Christian, school districts have much more latitude than they tell parents. On March 5th, 2019, several dozen outraged parents came to a meeting at that junior high school called by the principal. At that meeting, the Planned Parenthood content the parents complained about was so repulsive that the principal immediately decided to remove Planned Parenthood from that school entirely. Shonda was also at that meeting. She spoke with several of the parents who had come to object to the curriculum. She said, quote, "We all know that Planned Parenthood is in every other school in the district doing the same thing, and other parents and children are being victimized by it. Something must be done," unquote. There was a meeting at the Anaheim Union High School Board that same evening. Shonda encouraged the parents to attend that meeting and demand that the school board remove Planned Parenthood from all the schools in the district. The parents agreed. That evening, about 20 parents came to the Anaheim Union School Board meeting along with Shonda. Six of them testified very strongly during the public comments section. The board clearly wasn't ready for that. One mother who has a daughter in the seventh grade, and it shows a photo of her, said, "My daughter came to me and asked, 'What is oral sex?' She said she learned it from a guest speaker from Planned Parenthood. The speaker explained what oral sex is, mouth to penis and mouth to vagina. The students were told how to use a condom and that they could have an operation without parental consent. The guest speakers brought weird things to the class and said kids could put them on their private parts and kiss them there. And if they don't like the flavors, there are other flavors. The teacher told us this is based on California's education law, but this is not the way to prevent STDs or STIs. The school has sent a very casual flyer regarding the sex education to parents at the beginning of the semester, but the flyer included only brief information without any details, so parents don't know what's being taught." Immediately following her, another mother, who's also in a photograph on this website, didn't mince words with this chilling testimony. "I am the mother of a seventh grader. My son took health science last quarter, and the guest speaker from Planned Parenthood taught inappropriate things to kids who are still too little to understand. My son learned from guest speaker, oral sex is mouth to penis. How to do oral sex. anal sex is penis to anus. Masturbation, touching a certain part of your body that will give you pleasure. When you do masturbation, use the lotion for better lubrication. You move your penis back and forth when you have sex. At the end, white liquid will come out from your penis. It is called semen, and it is ejaculation. Flavors of condoms were included. What kind of parent teaches their own kids how to do oral sex and masturbation? The mother went on to say what she heard herself when she visited the class and sat in during the lesson. Again, this is the mother's words. They cover the LGBTQ issues on Lesson 5. I don't want my kids to be brainwashed and learn about those things. I heard the Lesson 5 guest speaker in the class say, quote, there is biological identity, but it's something from your heart, and that's how they feel. Do what makes you happy. You don't have to be girly or boyish, unquote. The board members at first seemed unbelieving, even hostile. One said out loud that the second mother's testimony is, quote, not true, unquote. Another board member asked the superintendent to explain this, but got no answer, and didn't press for an answer. They clearly weren't interested in dealing with the parents' distress and outrage, and seemed relieved when the meeting was over. And there are some excellent pictures. If you go to the website for Mass Resistance, and if you don't have the website in front of you, just remember the name Mass Resistance and do a quick search, and it will turn up immediately.
.com?
It's probably massresistance.com, but I don't have it in front of me, so you can easily search it out if you need to.
Oh, it's .org.
.org, excuse me. Elizabeth has said it's massresistance.org. Massresistance.org. And they show some very good pictures here. This one has captioned, one school board member asked the superintendent, sitting under the word yes in the picture, for an explanation, but doesn't bother pressing for an answer. The others didn't seem especially interested. Back at the school board the following month. So at the following board meeting on April 11, the parents came back and brought even more outraged parents. The board reacted by cutting each speaker's time from 5 minutes to just 2 minutes. That made the parents even angrier. Another mother was upset that the courses claim that anal intercourse with a condom is safe, quote-unquote safe, like normal sex. And that's medically inaccurate, as the mother said, and should not be taught. And I should interject that as we look through the pictures here, all ethnicities, African-American, Japanese, Korean, are represented in these pictures of the angry parents. And all the parents were united in their desire to stop this harm to their children.
As well, they should be, Lou. We're still all Americans, and this is certainly something we can be united about. We hear some commercials on WWCR, and some of them are very beneficial to children, putting them in the proper car seats, for example, watching over children. So this is dear to the hearts of all of us. Lou and I are educators, and we have probably tutored children with special learning disabilities and reading. We've probably tutored over 200 young lives in our lifetimes together. That's not counting what we did as teachers in schools. So, you know, this is very close to what we think about and are interested in, and we positively applaud these parents of all ethnicities who are trying to make this change and who are trying to stop this slimy substance that Satan is trying to put through our children's minds and souls and hearts. There's more, Lou, isn't there?
Yes, there is. There's a very good picture here. It says, this mother tried to email her daughter's experience in class to the board members, but the school's email rejected her emails because of the sexual words she used, the same exact words the board is using with the children. Why is that? She asked. So apparently the filter that the board has wouldn't let those words go through, but the course did, right in front of the children. So I guess it's not good for the board members, but okay for the children, whatever those words are. Many parents struggle to make time to meet with their children's teachers. This parent went out of his way, talking about one of the fathers, three separate times, and only after the third visit did the school provide a copy of the lesson. Yet even then, the printing was so small that he could not read it. Most of the information was shoved onto other parents in different schools, 500 pages, with little time for the parents to review the material and object to its implementation. And it shows a picture of that very father, and he's holding up that page with the super fine print, so small it was almost impossible to read.
Lou, do you recall those words of JFK about the plot to enslave every man, woman, and child? A lot of this is from this social engineering. Decades it goes back, and Satan is, of course, at the head of all of this. But all of these things, like Antifa, like the urge to bring on civil war and anarchy in this country, the impetus to use these gun massacres to take away our Second Amendment rights, all of these things you see are part of something that is not an innocuous coincidence. Well, what else is there, Lou?
Now, in the article, we have a picture of two women, two fairly young women, and the caption says, "This mother, originally from Korea, spoke to an interpreter to relate what her son shared with her. In one of the sex ed sessions, students in a seventh grade class saw a video of a woman being raped." Another picture, the lady we spoke of, who is the mass resistance representative, Chandra, is shown speaking to the board. "We have a problem because nobody is vetting this curriculum. The curriculum has not been through a review board. And who are these people coming into the district? Now, why are you not explaining anything to the parents?" And then it shows a gentleman. "This father said what everyone is feeling. Despite the law's apparent mandate of affirming homosexual relationships, parents don't want that. So don't do it," he said. And now, moving on, we have a picture of two of the board members, a woman and a man. The woman board member, grandmotherly in age, looks expressionless, but her eyes look stricken. The man next to her looks perhaps quietly guilty. It says, "A fight to the finish coming up. Through all this, the board seemed bored. It certainly reveals the perverse and bizarre mentality that elected school officials seem to have these days. Most people have no idea what's really being taught to children in public schools today. And the schools like it that way. But even more frightening, too many parents don't realize how little their school board members even care that young school children are being exposed to the most graphic, destructive, sexual, and homosexual material in their schools. The politicians are much more interested in appeasing the special interests. We've seen that for decades. But the Anaheim Union High School District Board hasn't seen what Chandra, a room full of furious parents and California mass resistance, are capable of. More to come on this." And then it goes on. "More successes from the elementary school battle. In the months since Chandra and California mass resistance won the transgender indoctrination battle in the Anaheim Elementary School District, that success has led directly to other notable victories. One, the Orange County LGBT Center's coordinator, Laura Cantor, is no longer allowed on any Anaheim Elementary School District campus. Leadership in Anaheim Elementary has indicated that they will not allow her to promote Orange County LGBT events on the district's campuses either. Two, as a result of our victory, parents in the neighboring Santa Ana Unified School District rose up. Thus, the OC, that is Orange County LGBT Center, is no longer holding, quote, Color Me Boot Camp, unquote, events at any of those schools. This LGBT event featured drag queens, transgender role models, and that's in quotes, role models, and different types of pro-gay role-playing and support groups for homosexuality in middle schools. This was a regular occurrence for the past 5 years on Saturdays between March and May.
And we should point out, Lou, what is the age of middle school? About 12, maybe? And also, what was the name of that group? I wanted to see what that was. They were not having these groups. Oh, it was Color Me Boot Camp. That's very interesting, isn't it? And it had drag queens, transgender role models, and this pro-gay role-playing. My goodness. You know, we have to say here, too, we have to make a little distinction. Lou and I have been talking about it. We think it is sad that people like Bruce Jenner or Caitlyn Jenner now, people like that have this, whatever this illness is, this problem, this weakness, somehow something has happened in our fallen world. And we feel sorry, and we know that some people claim to have come out of this. We had a little article, I think, from Friday Church News Notes, that there were some people who said through Jesus they were delivered from this. And we're really not sure what this really means, but we do know this, that there is a difference between an adult individual who might be troubled and might be thought of as transgender, and the kind of adult transgender or homosexual male who comes after these little children in these drag queen festivals. I'm sure that God sees a delineation between a troubled adult who's minding his or her own business and prays to Jesus. And I believe that Jesus forgives any sin if you turn to him. So I believe that if there are people, adults, who have been transgendered and they've gone through an agony, and maybe now they think they're female when they once were male, or vice versa, I believe if they pray to Jesus, he forgives any kind of sins, including if there was a sin in that change, and that they can be at peace, they can know him, whether or not he delivers them from this. Because we really are not certain enough medically to know what's involved here spiritually. But I know that there's a spiritual difference. You know, we have been in contact with a person who has been transgendered, and we believe this person is saved. This person has a lovely spirit and witnesses about Jesus. And I would never want to cause harm. So we're saying here that we don't have hatred on this program for adult homosexuals or adult transgenders. But when people have the spirit of Satan in them and come after our children and try to devour them, this is not innocuous. This is something different, isn't it, Lou?
Yes, exactly. That's where we draw the line. When the children are being hurt, it's an altogether different thing. Now, wrapping up this article, and I would say this, that website, massresistance.org, has many other good articles, quite up to date. Finishing up this one, the third point that the author gives out, the fallout from this one even further, the certification program by nearby Cal State Fullerton for Welcoming Schools Program, another LGBT agenda push tailored for elementary schools from the Human Rights Campaign, is no longer happening. With no more certification programs available, the school districts can't implement the program in their districts. One success can cause a chain reaction. That's why unrelenting pro-family engagement is so important. And once again, that was from massresistance.org.
And we have more parents. You see, this is becoming geographical now, again, from Mass Resistance. And this, I believe, was dated probably in June. I'm trying to see the date on that. I think it talks about July, happening in July. Yes, July 12th. Drag queen in Maryland library exposed by Mass Resistance. He runs lurid, sex-oriented businesses, posts pornographic photos of nude men on social media. These are our headlines. He reads stories to children at June 23rd Drag Queen Story Hour event. Angry parents led by Maryland Mass Resistance mother confront county commission at meeting. Do something now, parents demand. Local politicians backpedaling. And again, you see, we're pointing out that the Bible says we will know people by their fruits. And if there are some people who are transgendered, if we use that term, whatever that means at this time, medically, spiritually, and they have repented and given their life to Jesus Christ, who are we to persecute them or judge them or put hatred on them? We are to love our brothers. But if we see that those people are exhibiting a satanic kind of desire to mold our youth and change them and put this agenda out, we have to assume this is from the father of lies, and we have to stop it. So now we come to the article. Angry local parents in Lexington Park, Maryland, led by a mass resistance Maryland mother, and they show a picture of her. Georgia Kajeski, and mother of four, didn't hold back when confronting the county commission on July 9th. With strongly worded outraged testimony, these parents, you see, demanded that the officials deal with the horror at their local public library. A drag queen story hour comes to town. On June 23rd, a drag queen story hour took place at the nearby Lexington Park Public Library, where homosexual men dressed as garish women read LGBT-affirming storybooks to young children ages 3 to 8. Did you hear that? 3 to 8. They also conducted a, quote, drag queen makeup tutorial for, quote, tweens and teens, children's 9 to 19 years old. Their stated goal, to capture the imagination and give kids positive and unabashedly queer role models. If you really think about that, that goal, how sick and how unbiblical and how destructive it is. Let's hear it again. Their stated goal, to capture their imagination and give kids positive and unabashedly queer role models. The event at the public library was organized by the Southern Maryland Area Secular Humanists, a radical anti-family atheist group that often targets young people with sexuality events, and PFLAG, a national LGBT group targeting youth. The public is repeatedly told that drag queens are role models for children and have important lessons to teach young people. And we then again have people standing up against this, and we want to again applaud the good American people with the Christian values and the background who want to preserve our culture. We do not want to be overtaken by jihad and have no-go zones. We don't want these no-go zones to be from a different source either. Satan controlling our libraries, our schools, our children. Hitler said that was the way, get the children. Well, anyway, here it is, and this is June 29th. Protesters against Maryland Drag Queen Story Hour outnumber event attendees. Petition, tell U.S. libraries to stop pushing drag queens on our kids. Lexington Park, Maryland, June 27th, LifeSite News. On the Feast of Corpus Christi, Christians stood praying outside a library as a drag queen story hour event for kids went on inside. The three-hour-long drag queen event, organized by atheist group Southern Maryland Secular Humanist in conjunction with the LGBTQ organization PFLAG of Leonardtown, was held in Lexington Park, Maryland's public library. And you may have heard some of this before, but it's important that we get these details again, exactly what was going on. Although a local newspaper, the St. Mary's County Times, reported a few weeks ago that over 100 children had been registered by their parents to attend the event, only about 30 showed up. The simultaneous prayer vigil and rosary attracted more people than the drag event. About 100 Christians showed up throughout the day, quote, to pray in reparation for the violation of childhood innocence and for the conversion of parents who've abandoned their God-given role as protectors of their children by bringing them to this depraved event, according to Father Kevin Cusick, pastor of St. Francis de Sales Parish. The event began with a one-hour session consisting of men outlandishly dressed as women reading, quote, gender-fluid books to 3 to 8-year-olds, including Free to Be Incredible Me by Joelle Elizabeth Rettner, This Day in June by Gail Pittman, and Neither by Arlie Anderson. You know, I have to think about that neither. That's where we're going to be if we don't anchor ourselves to God's holy word. Neither. We're not going to exist in heaven or hell. We're going to be not in this world. We're not. We're going to be in kind of a hopeless existential nihilist state. That's where families are going to be. No hope. When the economy crashes, is this going to help us to have all these Story Queen drag our ideas in our families? I think not. So Neither by Arlie Anderson was another title of the book. It is unclear if a planned second two-hour session took place in which drag queens were to teach tweens and teens how to apply drag queen-style makeup. That's interesting because we had heard before it was planned. Maybe they chickened out of doing that. I don't know. Concerned about possible confrontations, local police arrived on the scene early and deployed yellow crime scene tape in order to keep protesters separated from the drag queen story time supporters. Now, isn't that interesting, Lou? They didn't come to take away these people who were criminally assaulting and insulting our children. They came to remove the protesters.
Yes, it's like Orwell, isn't it? Black is white, white is black. It's just crazy.
Father Cusick, pastor of St. Francis de Sales Parish in neighboring Charles County, Maryland, was the sole priest to attend the Rosary Rally. A dozen of his parishioners joined him. No priests from the 15 Catholic parishes in St. Mary's County, where the event was being held, attended the prayerful protest. Now, I have to wonder there, as a Protestant, where were these Protestant pastors? Were there any? It seems as though it was very slim, the attendance of the Catholic priests. It was even slimmer. I believe it was non-existent with the Protestants. Participants who brought Vatican and Sacred Heart flags waved them through the air as they sang Ave Maria, contrasting with a few drag queen supporting counter-protesters who danced around and sang YMCA and We Are Family loudly, hoping to drown out those who were praying. Public involvement made a difference. And the anemic turnout for Drag Queen Story Hour was attributed to nationwide attention focused on the event. And these were cited. LifeSite News articles in an online petition done in conjunction with the Personhood Alliance, which quickly accrued more than 33,000 signatures, public pressure from pro-life, pro-family activist mommy Elizabeth Johnston, research conducted by the Personhood Alliance exposing past and present nefarious behavior of local libraries, and, listen to this carefully, listeners, the American Library Association. This is not the first time Lexington Park, Maryland Library has pushed sexual perversion on children, Kajewski told LifeSite News. In 2017, sex ed classes for minors led by an LGBT activist, prostitution promoter, and self-described pole dancer were offered in public libraries in Kajewski's community. It is important for the taxpaying public and concerned parents of America to know that Drag Queen Story Hour is not merely an isolated incident, but a nationwide epidemic, she said. The American Library Association, ALA, has willingly become an instrument to sneak LGBT materials and events into small, rural, conservative libraries in order to indoctrinate impressionable young children. The goal is to normalize abnormal, sexually deviant, homosexual behavior by enticing children to first question their sexuality, said Kajewski. The more children see men dressing up as women, the more normal it will become. Christians must recognize that the gender revolution, like any progressive social movement, reaches out to remove children from the influence of the Word of God and replace biblical truth with moral relativism, said Personhood Alliance Education President Sarah Quayle. Relativism is a common thread woven into all efforts to destroy the image of God in the human person. For far too long, pro-lifers have been accused of only caring for children while in the womb, said Kajewski. Defending children from this violation to their innocence is but one of the many ways the pro-life movement can prove that this notion could not be further from the truth. And now we have to ask, are there any pastors or anybody else saying anything about these things? And we saw that this really is widespread. A listener, a longtime listener and friend from Indiana, sent us, it was a poster, and this was from Evansville, Indiana, and this was the Lamasco Kid-Friendly Drag School, and this was from March 28th. And on this poster, it said, Liquors Picter Specials and Great Food, No Cover Charge, it said special guest Tova Urovich from Louisville, Kentucky, Seth Cox, Lady Jasmine Michaels, Jaden Licious, Sabrina Hayes. Here are the innuendos in these names you see. Hayes, that could be the marijuana, the drinking, the alcohol-fueled thing. Jaden Licious, the kinds of double entendres that are sickening for children. Kid show, 6:30 p.m. This was at the Lamasco Bar. Adult show, 8:30 p.m. Now, they did at least say kids must leave the bar by 8:30 p.m. We wonder whether that was really enforced. This whole country has changed greatly in the last 50 years, and even the AARP Bulletin, yes, that's the magazine that's supposed to come out for all you retirees, and they're changing all the time. We talked one of the last programs how one of their little focus groups was befriending the gay movement. So July and August 2019, the AARP Bulletin had George Taki from Star Trek, and it's a half century after the Stonewall riots, and so you see he has come out recently, and this is what the magazine said. The Stonewall riots that powered the gay rights movement happened in New York in 1969. Where were you? I was in Los Angeles at, as a matter of fact, a gay bar. Oh, the news spread like electricity through all the gay bars. I was pursuing an acting career, and the climate was totally different in those days. To be gay was to be essentially give up any kind of public career. I knew I wouldn't be hired again after Star Trek if I came out. I was protecting my career. What does Stonewall represent to you? The Stonewall riots went on for days. That kind of total commitment was inspiring to me. It's profoundly important. My father said that this country is an amazing country. It's a people's democracy. In 50 years, gays have gone from being looked at with contempt and disgust to a point where we have a credible gay candidate for the presidency. 50 years in America can do amazing things, inspiring things. Some of you who are Christians would not agree with those changes in the 50 years. And we have some pastors, and if we don't get to all of them tonight, we're going to be talking about some of these pastors who are standing up. And again, Lou, I think you have a report on someone in Indiana.
Yes. We have from Pastor Steve Airy, A-R-Y. This is courtesy of a listener who was kind enough to send us some good articles from the Indiana newspaper. And this is from reporting in the Vandenberg Independent Press concerning mainstream media lies. Just to give a few snippets of local news reporting surrounding the Evansville Vandenberg Public Library's plan to hold Drag Queen Story Hour on February 23rd of this year, the following should reveal the incredible fabrications and exaggerations of local news sources we have trusted for years. 14 News, no doubt that's Channel 14. 14 News reporter Derek Brayton published on January 10th EVPL, that's Evansville Vandenberg Public Library's board meeting quote. This is the quote. There was a packed house Thursday to discuss the Drag Queen Story Hour coming to Evansville. The Evansville Vandenberg Public Library board allowed time for a public forum on the event, unquote. The truth is that 14 News omitted one vital piece of information. Almost all of the packed house, which filled every seat and lined each wall, was there to oppose the Drag Queen Story Hour. There were a reported 200 to 250 people wearing My Voice Matters lapel stickers in the packed house, who filled the room to capacity and overflowed into the hallway. On the other hand, as few as 10 to 20 supporters of DQSH attended the same meeting. 14 News' Derek Brayton omitted the truth and didn't tell you the whole story. 44 News' Jocelyn Pukovac and Tri-State Homepage's Brittany Taylor also failed to report the minuscule ratio of those for versus the overwhelming number of those against. Now, here we have some excerpts from Pastor Steve Airy's February 2019 essay. Whatsoever you do not do for these least of these, you did not for me. Drag Queen Story Hour is coming to Evansville. It's coming to our taxpayer-funded EVPL North Park Library, which is right beside a school. And the majority of the church is silent. And while we avoid the issue for fear of offending, and while we quote-unquote love to a fault, our local public library is setting a precedent which would allow adults who have made sex-based decisions to influence children, that is, influence children, with those sex-based decisions. While we remain silent, the unwitting children of this city are being targeted for what the drag queen story our folks deem as grooming, that's in quotes, grooming our children. The men who are dressed as women and act like women want to influence our youngest, most vulnerable, most impressionable children in the city.
And we have to make a note. We usually heard that term grooming with dogs. Are we now treating our children just like little animals? This pastor is very alert.
And the drag queens will colorfully entertain our local children, grooming them, indoctrinating them, and even asking the children questions like, who wants to be a drag queen? Meanwhile, we can already have a look around to see the effects of drag queens on children. We can see a 10-year-old boy dressed as a girl stripping at a gay bar in front of adults while receiving dollar bills for a sexual display. We can also see in the cover of a recently published magazine another 10-year-old boy dressed as a girl taking photographs with a fully naked man wearing only makeup, a wig, and a tiny article covering his genitals. Drag Queen Story Hour is currently being pushed into more than 40 states by the San Francisco-based nonprofit. The scared, divided, confused, and timid church across this nation sits silently while Satan plans to send precedents, or to set precedents, that will systematically normalize pedophilia and demonize morality. The first of many of these precedents is currently being set in our public library if we continue to do nothing. Normalizing and legalizing pedophilia, that is, adult sex with children, is the end goal of this agenda. 11 years ago, I read an article that's been confirmed repeatedly over the years that described how pedophiles were eagerly waiting for the LGBTs to receive recognition for their orientation and gain protected status so that they, that is the pedophiles, too, could push that fetish as just another acceptable sexual orientation while we choose to forget about the child victims of rape and molestation. Most of the LGBTs do not realize what agenda they are really supporting, and many LGBTs oppose this. The ones who support it actually think that the event is about inclusion, diversity, or acceptance, but are clueless about the precedent this would set for minor attracted persons. If they know that this is the fruit that normalizing such a thing would bear, then non-pedophiles would all very likely oppose it. Surely they wouldn't want children to be raped by pedophiles, would they? Meanwhile, Christians meander about, not knowing what to do or say, so they say nothing. Pastors are no better off. They don't know how to deal with it either, so they excuse themselves from doing or saying anything at all. Or they justify their inaction by fault-finding with those who do stand for righteousness. Others fear being attacked by the LGBT community. Still others may be so disconnected from what is taking place in that city that they are oblivious to such an event. Ultimately, in timidity, people fear of offending the LGBTs, even if it means standing up for the children. Entire churches refuse to do anything about it for fear of offending because they take the lead of their pastors. Pastors and leaders who are afraid to act teach their flock the same, and their excuse for inaction is love, in quotes. And here's a typical quote, "We must love the LGBT community, which means we must surrender to their every demand," unquote. For we have fallen into the trap, being caught in the snare of what popular and worldly opinion states, that we must agree with their demands or we somehow hate them. This is misdirection. We are not trying to reject the LGBT community. We are trying to reject an unnecessary program and protect these children. Even the mayor says there are other ways to teach tolerance, that this program is divisive, and that the library is miscalculating this. Don't be deceived. Christians have been carefully taken in by the carefully constructed and quite strategic lore of conversation, the tolerance or intolerance of differing lifestyles. This is a conversation that is a sure loss every time for any Christian that falls into it. The debate of lifestyles pits us against, quote-unquote, or pits us as haters against them. It is Satan's strategy to draw us into this type of conversation. But most Christians are none the wiser. So we do what we always do when we don't understand something. We address it like a bull in a china shop, or we altogether avoid it. But Abraham didn't avoid it. God chose Abraham because he loved justice. God blessed Abraham because he loved righteousness. God blessed him because he was a vigilante against the evil kings who took what was not theirs, and all at the expense of the people. They took what was not theirs, and Abraham's nephew, Lot, was one of the victims. Abraham fought for what was right and just, and he won, and God blessed him. Moses didn't avoid it as he defended the Hebrew slaves from the Egyptian taskmaster. Nor did he avoid it when it was time to stand before Pharaoh. He stood. He led God's people and took them into freedom because he didn't shrink back from what was right. Gideon didn't shrink back. He fought and won freedom for the people. Elijah didn't avoid the battle. Nor did Elisha or John the Baptist. They embraced it because it was worth it. The people were being set free from bondage. They were worth it. Paul would never have avoided it. He risked everything many times over to bring justice and righteousness to the people, even the people who were yet to be born. Jesus himself wouldn't hesitate to stand up against something that can so easily harm the little children. He is a lover of justice, as we all ought to be. But where are we? Where are the Christians? Shouldn't everyone who knows Christ be standing up against such a deliberate sexual influence on our children? Where are the pastors in this city? Why are they not standing up for righteousness? Why are they not standing up to protect the children? Have we all become so apathetic within our culture that we have become irrelevant to it? Who will stand up for these children?
Again, those were words from a pastor who does stand up, and we really want to salute him. And what is his name again there, Lou?
Steve.
Pastor Steve Airy, and he is in Indiana. We have hope because we have Jesus Christ on our side. What will you do for him this week? Will you tell others about this program? We're watchmen because we love the old America, and we really, really want people not to go to hell. And we want our children to be safe in the old America, the beautiful America. We pray that you will tell others to go to our website, DividedKingdomRadio.com, and go to KStarTalkRadio.com and hear us on WWCR 4.840 megahertz Thursday evenings, 7.490 Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. Thank you. God bless you. Good night.